here. We're going to talk about Congress and infrastructure. President Biden failed to reach a bipartisan deal on infrastructure this week in his talks with Republican West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Group of 10 senators, though, 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats, say they have reached a deal among themselves, and they are hoping the president and Senate Republicans can support it. Joining us now to discuss the latest from Capitol Hill is NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you in studio.
This is worth noting. It's a little sped up.
It's been a while.
Yeah. I am told this is the first time 2 NPR people are in the same studio since March 2020.
What an honor.
Nice to see you. So I would love to talk about that for the whole thing, but let's talk about the news here. Is this even fair to call a deal? Because we don't have many of the details, and I think even the top line numbers seem a little squishy. What is this?
Yeah, I've been framing it more as a package because these 10 senators, and they are a critical block of 10 senators, but it's not 60, right? It's not the supermajority you're going to need to get it through the Senate. But I think what they're trying to do is they've come up with a loose agreement from themselves, amongst themselves, and they want to grow it out from the center. Republicans in the group, led by Rob Portman, he's a Republican from Ohio, have a task of trying to get buy-in from Republican leaders. Obviously, this isn't going to go very far if Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't buy in. And the Democrats, led by Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, are trying to get their colleagues on board and the White House. I mean, obviously here, Democrats are going to take a lot of cues from Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. If the White House could support something along these lines, you're going to get more Democrats on board, but it's obviously not going to be very easy either way.
There's been some progressive frustration with the Biden administration for a while, even as Joe Biden pushes a much more progressive policy than a lot of people expected from this White House. This seems to me to be the first time where you're hearing key Democrats in Congress saying, I will vote against this.
Yeah.
If it's this small, they're particularly frustrated that a lot of the climate policies have been cut out of this infrastructure package. What does that mean?
Yeah, I've been describing it as sort of a Goldilocks problem for the White House. If it goes too big, you're not going to get any Republicans on board. Specifically, they're also saying they won't support anything that raises any kind of taxes. But on the other end, if it goes too small, you have a real problem with your own party. You know, Democrats in the House have a 1 or 2 seat margin that they can get anything through. In the Senate, as we've said ad nauseum, they have a 50-50 majority. And you have progressives willing to flex their muscle on this. They do not see that they were given the majorities in Congress and the White House to go small and then ultimately protect the Trump tax cuts, which is a big center point of this debate here. So the White House has to make a decision point, and they have to try to find sort of what this magic number is. I think that more Democrats are concerned about doing nothing. The White House has put a tremendous amount of political muscle behind this infrastructure and stimulus package. So how low can they go and still keep a coalition together that can get it through the Congress is sort of the big burning question of the summer.
Question we've asked weekly, daily, hourly.
Yeah.
How much of this is just Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, 2 moderate Democrats who are very eager to flex their muscles right now?
It's a lot. I think that, you know, I've talked to aides and other lawmakers who say they see part of this as sort of a bit of bipartisan theater, that you have these very key swing votes in the Senate who are not willing to rush for any kind of partisan party line vote. They really want to try earnestly to try to get some Republicans on board. They think it's better for the country. They think, you know, it's better for the president if they can get Republican buy-in. But a lot of aides will say they think that part of this is giving those moderates, and there's a significant crew of moderates in the House who feel the same way. Give them the time they need to try to find that bipartisan solution. Let lawmakers try to legislate. And if or when it fails, it should make it easier to get those moderates to vote for whatever the party line might be, because they will know that they exhausted the other alternatives and there's no other option.
Sue, last question here. One thing the White House says is like, you know, if we don't get everything here, we can do reconciliation. We can push other
Sure.
broad packages through. You very much know the rhythms of congressional momentum. It seems to me that momentum is slowing. I'm a little skeptical there would be space for a massive reconciliation bill after an infrastructure measure if the next few months are taken up by infrastructure.
Yeah, and if you're going the reconciliation path, you're acknowledging you're not going to get a single Republican vote, and that's where that party discipline is going to be so critical. And that's a big question mark. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have made very clear they're willing to buck the party line and not do what the president is asking them to do.
Susan Davis, really nice to talk to you as always. It is even nicer to talk to you in real life.
Great to see you.